And now the Heartland Championship, 38-22. North Otago lost that game. Wairarapa Bush winning that game, 38-22. Zach Good for getting a try. And the stats are quite remarkable in the Heartland Championship under these new experimental rules this year. The scoring system, just over eight tries are being scored per game in the Heartland Championship. That's a lot of tries, and we saw a bucket load of points again scored over the weekend. I'm just looking at the total scores. Looks like two of them, almost three of them, exceeded a point a minute. Kevin here from rugbyheartland.co.nz is with me. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Glenn.
Yes, eight tries a game. It certainly seems the scoring adjustments and experimentations have had a huge impact as we've finished week five, eh?
They certainly have. The old penalty kick is a rare breed now.
Yes, the old days of picking a goal kicker, for being the first person you pick in your team, ain't the case so much in the Heartland Championship anymore, eh?
No. I mean, if you look at it, you know, it's just the tries and conversions. That's what they were trying to experiment. That's what they were trying to do, keep the ball in play a lot more. It is working, and I'm still, you know, jury's still out for me on this one, but you know, people want to see tries in rugby games, and at the moment you've probably got to say it's been successful.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about whether this will be adopted by the New Zealand Rugby Union or World Rugby, will it?
I mean, they've been tinkering with it in Australia, of course, and it's the first time we've seen it here, but I don't know. As I said, jury's still out for me on it. People do want to see a lot more of the ball in play, and this is, you know, creating that. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks when once all the teams start playing against each other a bit more tightly, because you know, like, we've got third, fourth, first, seconds coming up, and so it'll be interesting to see how they activate their game plans for those games.
Indeed. All right, let's have a look at some results over the weekend. And Whanganui continued to set the pace. They had a very good win over Poverty Bay over in Gisborne, 52 points to 30 in that game, eh? And look, the Whanganui juggernaut just rolls on, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And, you know, as we said the other week, the young fella, Waitokia, you know, he's making every post a winner. I mean, Whanganui had that game quite sort of easily. They did have to battle there a little bit. Poverty Bay did get out to an early lead there, but once they started rolling, you know, yeah, they were very hard to stop.
Indeed they were, yes. Tell me a little bit more about Tarangatira Waitokia. He's got 9 tries, 3 more than anyone else at the moment, and this guy's got some real game, hasn't he?
He certainly has. I mean, Whanganui have picked him straight. I believe it was out of the Metro Colts college side in Whanganui. So there's not a lot of information out there, general information, other than he was a top college player. But I don't know, they just seem to have that Midas touch. Their talent spotting for the young guys coming through is amazing. So once, I suppose, you know, we get that full season under the belt, we'll know a lot more about them.
Indeed. All right, let's have a look at some other results. Whanganui stay on top with that win, 24 points. South Canterbury Holt locking down second place with a very big win up in Pairoa over Thames Valley, 62-16. South Canterbury look like they're going quite well again this season, don't they, Kevin?
They do. Mm. I mean, and again, with the tries, you know, they it was tight there on, but the fitness of South Canterbury came through at the end of the day. I mean, out of that 62 points, only 6 points was actually scored by conversions. So, and then they also had the magic penalty try in there, which was an automatic 8 points. So, it can, the new scoring system can blow it out a bit. But South Canterbury, Whanganui, still just looking like a repeat from last year.
Buller 54-22 over East Coast. What do we make of that one?
Oh, that was just easy. I mean, East Coast pretty much got a consolation tries there near the end. Buller were just out of the blocks as fast as anything again. James Lash again was just brilliant. Sawakwa got 3 tries, and Taylula got 3 tries, and a name from that's been around for the traps for a while, Scott Neighbours, he picked up a try on Saturday for Buller. So Buller really solidifying their place, especially with the matches coming up this week. You know, they're away to Wairarapa Bush. So this is going to be their real test, how they're going to perform on the synthetic turf at Marsden. And so, yeah, it's the big games this week.
Yeah, that is a big game, isn't it? Yes, James Lash, you mentioned there, he's a leading point scorer with 84 points at the moment in the Heartland Championship. Now, this Horowhenua Kapiti King Country game in Levin, this was interesting because we expected this one to be close, but in the end, on the scoreboard, at least anyway, Kevin, King Country romped away with this one 42-18.
They did, and I mean, it's really put the kibosh on Horowhenua's campaign. I mean, can pretty much only look forward now to Lahore Cup because, I mean, again, this weekend, you know, they're away to South Canterbury. It's going to be a huge ask for them. So they'll be looking to rescue something from the season. But King Country, yeah, I mean, I was expecting a close game there, but Horowhenua have just gone backwards a bit. I don't know why. They haven't really had any major injuries or anything, but they've slid back into the pack.
Indeed they have. Yes, they're done really, aren't they, for Meads Cup contentions there. 8 competition points off the fourth place team, which is Mid-Canterbury at the moment. They had a good win over West Coast, an important win. Keeps them well in the hunt, doesn't it?
Well, Mid-Canterbury, we're lucky.
Were they? Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was only like 5-10 minutes to go in that match, and the boys from the mighty West Coast were actually up 22-20, and so it was two late tries that got Mid-Canterbury over the line. So West Coast, you know, turned it around after their dismal performance the week prior to Buller, and really must have been doing a lot of training up the Grey Valley riverbanks.
Yes, indeed. And what about Wairarapa Bush? We mentioned them. This was a critical game for them, wasn't it? I mean, this was a must-win game. If they didn't win this game, Kevin, they would probably be in Horowhenua Kapiti's shoes. They got the win over North Otago in Oamaru. A very important win for them, wasn't it?
It was, and the thing is, that little train there just keeps on rolling. As I said, this weekend's game is huge against Buller, because last year Wairarapa ended up just getting into the Meads Cup on point differential. So the over Horowhenua. So it was a case of, you know, they had to go away, they had to pick up those wins on the road, and those wins on the road are crucial. And it's pretty much all those top teams you've seen are winning on the road. So if Buller want to sort of even aim for that semi-final spot, that they'll have to do the business over Wairarapa. These games are traditionally close, so it will be a flip of the coin.
Whanganui leading on 24 points, South Canterbury 22, Buller 21, and Mid-Canterbury round out the Meads Cup semi-finalist positions at them for the meantime on 17 points. King Country, Wairarapa Bush, and North Otago 16, 15, 15 respectively. So it's very tight for fourth down to seventh at the moment, with North Otago still in the running. Big games coming up not only this week in Masterton, as you touched on there, but a big game coming up in Tekawiti as well, Kevin, in week 6 with King Country hosting North Otago. And for North Otago, again, it's pretty much the same position as last week. They've got if they drop this game, they could be done.
It is. For both of them,
it's a
huge game. Yeah. I mean, literally, a win there will get them into the 20-point mark. Now, once you're over that 20 points, you're pretty much safe for either Meads or Lahore Cup. But, I mean, I would be leaning towards King Country this weekend.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Dunster's 100th game for King Country, so there'll be a lot of passion out there on the park in Tekawiti. And so North Otago, they are used to travelling. They do win on the road. But, yeah, I'm leaning towards King Country there.
Yeah, me too. All right. You're going to pick Wairarapa Bush to beat Buller?
Well, divided loyalties a bit, but I would have to go Wairarapa Bush at home. The weather's meant to be a bit iffy, and so depending on how that goes, so with the synthetic turf, that the ground conditions aren't going to make much difference. So Wairarapa will, I think, draw on the artificial turf experience, I think.
Good stuff. All right, Kevin, nice chatting again. We'll look forward to catching up with you next Monday to wrap up week 6. Thanks very much for your time today.
Cheers, Brent.
Kevin here there from rugbyheartland.co.nz.